Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2010 general election. Tonight's forum will include candidates for lieutenant governor, as well as House districts 25 through 33, and Senate districts N and P. Now, here's our host, Michael Carey.
Thank you for joining us. We're starting tonight with the candidates for lieutenant governor, and the first to speak to you will be the Democratic candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Diane Benson.
Thank you. Well, I'm like many Alaskans. I've worked at a variety of jobs, from truck driving to running my own business in the film industry, producing videos and hiring out Alaskans to film jobs as far away as New Zealand, and working at legal services and teaching at the University of Alaska. And instead of amassing wealth, I opted to help others by putting in thousands of volunteer hours towards working on countless committees, like the Americans with Disabilities Act Commission, going to bat for abused women and children and veterans and their families. You see, I put in this time because I believe, like a young woman I spoke with at a shelter recently, that people want a hand up, not just a handout in their time of need, and someone should be there. I want to be that voice as lieutenant governor to not only clean up the division of elections, but to put the public service back into public service and provide a stronger voice for Alaska's people.
Thank you, Diane Benson. Now let's meet Jeffrey Brown.
Well, sort of like our seating arrangements here, as I'm on the other side, I guess. I guess that would kind of describe me as a person or as a candidate running for office. Don't have experience in politics, and actually I'm fairly proud of that. I do believe that we have some pretty big problems in America and in Alaska, and that our politicians are mostly the cause of those problems. They like to come on and tell you how they're going to fix the problems that they caused, and then we just continually have them over and over, and it seems to not matter which party is in power or what's going on. So I'm just an average Alaskan. You know, been divorced a couple of times. I have a six-year-old daughter, worked a lot of different jobs, was in the Army, and I just have a different background and can relate to people. And so I'm just here to try and hopefully prove that the process is alive and well, and that anyone can be a public servant.
Thank you, Jeffrey Brown, Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Now we'll go to Meade Treadwell, the Republican.
Thanks. My name is Meade Treadwell, and I'm the Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, running with Governor Sean Parnell. I will work with Governor Parnell to stand up to President Obama. His Washington, D.C. has made at least eight decisions in the last year to choke off new supply for our oil pipeline. Sean Parnell had to sue them to get the Kensington Mine open in Juneau and the logjam timber sale to go near Ketchikan. He had to intervene to protect Alaskans' rights to boat on the Yukon River and to protect our statehood right to manage fish and game. He sued against Obamacare to protect your rights. You can count on us to keep up the fight for Alaska. You cannot count on Ethan Berkowitz and Diane Benson. They campaigned for Barack Obama, and they're beholden to Nancy Pelosi, who raised more than $500,000 in Ethan Berkowitz's last campaign for Congress. You can count on the Parnell Treadwell team to stand up for Alaska and to put Alaska first.
Thank you. Now we'll have candidate questions, starting with Jeffrey Brown. Your question for one of your opponents.
Well, I think I know Meade's on this one, so I'm going to ask Ms. Benson about your position on taxes and if you would sign a pledge to not raise taxes on the Alaskan people during your term.
No, I don't think it's appropriate to sign such a pledge because, you know, I'm not looking to increase taxes by any means. As a matter of fact, we have a tax plan that would help reduce taxes for small businesses. That's something that Ethan and I have put forth, and because we're very excited about promoting businesses in the state of Alaska, which is why we want those corporations that make $90,000 or less to be free from those things. But at the same time, there's also the recognition that it's through some tax that we are able to provide for our veterans and for other people and to provide some of the needs for this nation. So having a good balance is, I think, very appropriate.
Mr. Brown, okay. Your rebuttal?
Well, I would just have to, I guess, respectfully disagree. I think I'm about taxed out as a working parent as a single parent, and you know, paying all the increases that we continually have in property taxes, and for somebody who doesn't own a home like me and has to rent, where we continually have things cost more and more, I would definitely sign any pledge like that. We will not raise taxes, and I completely disagree with the whole notion that we need to add more spending to government. I want less, not more, when it comes to spending and taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Mead Treadwell, a question for one of your opponents.
Thanks. Jeff, I know you're a libertarian. I'm in favor of limited government myself, but I'd like to ask, which of the following government takeovers proposed by Ethan Berkowitz and Diane Benson do you favor? The Obamacare health takeover, the gas pipeline takeover they've proposed to sweep everything off the table and mortgage your permanent fund for the gas pipeline, the daycare takeover that Ethan proposed last week, or shutting down mines he doesn't like, or maybe a royalty system where nobody knows what the government owns until you've drilled for oil. Which of these government takeovers do you think is appropriate?
Yeah, I would probably side on the none of the above. I do not believe, like we had just said, I don't believe in more government. I want less. I can't think of one thing that the federal government has run correctly or well and profitable, at least in my lifetime. Now, I'm only 32, so maybe there was something before, but I don't remember seeing one. And I would like the government out of a lot of the decisions and things, especially the federal government, that they continually take on powers that were not given to them in the Constitution, and give those back to the states and to the people. And I'm definitely against all of those that you just mentioned.
Mr. Treadwell.
Thank you. Well, I agree with you, and I would just say this. I want to see a gas pipeline. Governor Sean Parnell wants to see a gas pipeline. And the record has been totally distorted. We have now had buyers and sellers come to the table. There's an option. You can like or hate AGEA, but there's an option to make an all-Alaska gas pipeline happen. And it doesn't require sweeping things off the table or doing a government takeover. And that's why I believe Alaskans should support the Parnell-Treadwell team.
Diane Benson, a question for one of your opponents.
This is a question for Mead. I think everyone agrees that the next governor must be the point person on major issues like energizing the economy and creating jobs, getting the gas line built. And that means that the next lieutenant governor will have to be the point person for other critical areas, such as veteran issues. I serve on two veteran and military committees and participate with other veteran organizations, testify before the legislature and other groups advocating on PTSD and combat stress treatment, speaking to group and working with families. And I know it personally as a mother of a war veteran, how hard it is to work with the system. So what makes you more qualified than me to be the next point person on veterans?
Diane, I'm not going to claim to be more qualified than you are on veterans issues. I want to say thank you for your service in this area and thank your son for his service. Mm-hmm. And I support what he's doing with the Wounded Warriors Project. I will say this. I have been a strong supporter of our military for a long time. I've worked to help keep Alaska competitive. I worked to help bring missile defense to Alaska. I've worked to help military families throughout my career. And at the Institute of the North, where we started the Defense and Security Program, we've always stood up for Alaska's military. So I fully respect what you have done in this area, and I support the work that you have been doing.
Diane Benson?
Well, Parnell's effort to increase the training grounds for the military is nice and those kind of efforts, but what amazes me is that it's veterans that have been neglected in this election and as was neglected in his answer. And as Lieutenant Governor, I won't let issues regarding veterans fall through the cracks. We owe our veterans more than that. And I know how to work with the committees and with the legislature, more importantly, with the veterans on these issues. I have firsthand experience as a mother, and we live with it every day. There are over 80,000 veterans in our state, and the numbers are growing. I am prepared to work for veterans and their families, and that makes me the best choice for being what a lieutenant governor should be, a person there for the people.
Thank you very much, Diane Benson. I'll be asking this question, and this is for, we'll start with Mead Treadwell and be the same question for all three of you. The lieutenant governor's powers formally are limited of what the lieutenant governor can do. How are you going to work on Veterans Affairs, a gas pipeline, or anything else without meddling in other people's business or already in charge of it?
Mike, I appreciate the question. I didn't run for lieutenant governor until I sat down with all three Republican candidates for governor and said, would I be able to have a meaningful role? I know, and I've worked with Sean Parnell since the primary very closely to forge a relationship, and I know that my background in international business can help us make deals and keep Alaska competitive in world markets. I know that I can help in getting a deal on a gas pipeline and helping to get the oil pipeline full. I believe what Ronald Reagan said, you can get anything done if you don't care who gets the credit. And I'll be there, I'll have access in the administration, and I'll work to make Alaska's opportunities happen.
Thank you, sir. Diane Benson.
Well, I guess Mead is gonna do what Parnell, Palin, and Frank Murkowski were unable to do all these years, and that's get a gas line going. But I think that there's a lot, actually, that a lieutenant governor can do in the role besides overseeing the division of elections and the other responsibilities that one has. And that's doing, for example, a separation of the military and veteran commission so that there is better representation for the veterans themselves if they have a deputy commissioner. That's something that a lieutenant governor can do by sitting down with these commissions and committees. And having worked on so many various committees and commissions in my life, I think I'm quite suitable for doing that. It helps to have some consensus building background, something I also have. And I'm very excited to have that kind of interaction. It's more than just the authenticating of the seal. It's kind of curious to me as to why Mead wants to leave his job that he had under the Obama administration for doing those kind of tasks for the state. But here we are.
Jeffrey Brown.
Well, I would say I think that the one thing that a lieutenant governor can do is just maybe bring some light to some of these things. You know, I am a veteran, so I think I would have a bit of an opinion about how veterans care has worked. And how it hasn't, as someone who has been involved in that firsthand and not necessarily from the outside. I also, you know, obviously my running mate and I don't have a lot of political experience, but I have life experience. And honestly, we would just turn the lights on everything. I want to know why we haven't been able to get a pipeline done. I want to know why we haven't been able to do a lot of the things. And we keep shrouding everything in secrecy and we hide everything behind curtains and we don't let anybody know. We were promised by our president that we would have a transparent government, but maybe it's me, maybe I'm confused with what transparency means, but it has been anything but that. And as a person who's not a politician and doesn't necessarily have much to lose, in that sense, we would turn on the lights, pull the curtain open, let everybody know exactly what's going on, open up the books, what are we spending on, audit the government, and then come to the Alaskan people with what is going on and let them decide.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey Brown. Second question, and we'll start this time with Diane Benson. As a citizen and as lieutenant governor, if you become lieutenant governor, the elections division is under your purview as lieutenant governor. Thinking about our election system in Alaska, are there areas that need improvement and change?
There are areas that desperately need improvement and change. As a matter of fact, there hasn't been any change since a Democrat was in the lieutenant governor's seat, and that was Fran Ulmer, and that's been over 10 years now since we've even revamped the system. Right now, Parnell's administration has been attaching Alaska to a pilot project that could cause our roles to be purged through automation. Now, I find that to be a real problem. I don't think we need to fix things that aren't broken, but at the same time, we do have polling station issues. We do have areas where districts are deprived opportunity to vote through early voting, in-person early voting. That's something that needs to be addressed. I think we need to look at ways that we bring us into the 21st century, and I'm ready to do that.
Thank you, Diane Benson. Now let's go to Jeffrey Brown.
Well, I may shock myself with agreeing with Ms. Benson on some of those things about maybe updating some of what we're doing. I think a lot of the problem that we have in the whole election process is maybe not on the technical side, but with general apathy from the people. You know, I looked at the numbers that turned out for these primaries, for all of these different state house and the one that we're in now, and it was appalling at how low the turnout was and how many people just are not showing up because they don't seem to care. And I think that is part of the problem, and that is something that we need to look at. Why are we so apathetic? Why are people not showing up? Is it because the hours are bad? Like she said, do we need to open it earlier? Do we need to stay later so people can get there before or after work? Or is it just that we're tired of the system betraying us constantly?
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. Now we'll turn to our now we'll turn to Mead Treadwell.
Thanks. As your lieutenant governor, I would make running free, fair, honest, and trusted elections obviously my top priority. A few things are going to change in this next lieutenant governorship. One is a new law to implement a change in the initiative process. I have talked to two people who've helped write our Constitution who have said, you know, if 30,000 Alaskans sign a petition saying they'd like to see the legislature deal with an issue, or else put it on the ballot, the lieutenant governor could go downstairs and work with the legislature to see if we deal with that. We had that with Prop 2 this past summer. It was something that was bottled up in the legislature. And I think the lieutenant governor can help smooth along that process. I also believe that we can do other things to increase voter participation. On election day in many other states, you can find out who's voted. So you can call and remind somebody or send somebody an email to remind them to get to the polls. That's not easily done here in Alaska unless you had 800 poll watchers out there standing all day collecting names. So there are some things that can be done with automation to improve voter participation, but maintaining the franchise and the freedom that we have in running elections.
Thank you very much. We have time for one more question, and this time we'll start with Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, if you become the lieutenant governor and you go to Juneau and go to the lieutenant governor's office down the hall from the governor's office, what's the first thing you're going to do? What are you going to work on first?
The first thing that we're going to do is audit the government. You know, Ron Paul has been trying to get the Fed audited for a while on a national level. I think we can start here and be a good example of making it work. We need to audit the government and find out where all the money's coming in. Yeah, you can go online and you can look at what the actual, or what they say is the actual budget. But everybody kind of knows that there's backdoor deals, there's money going everywhere. You just pull out the CAFR and look, I want to know exactly what all of our taxes are going to, and then I want to lay it out and put it online. We'll put it on Facebook, we'll tweet it, and we'll get it out on there and let everybody know exactly what's going on and actually make a transparent government. That's our first option.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Now let's go to Mead Treadwell.
I'm going to go to work with the governor to do anything we can to help Alaskans get jobs. And I look at that as helping to keep the oil pipeline flowing. I mentioned it's one-third full. We not only have to stand up to the federal government, which is choking off new supply, but we have to work with our tax system, our royalty system, our regulatory system, our workforce education system to make sure that we are competitive in the 21st century. I was chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission under both appointed by President Bush. It continued under President Obama. And I know that we have a lot of competition in the Arctic for investment from around the world. I want Alaskans to be competitive. I want to export our resources, not our kids. And that means not only a good tax and regulatory system, but also helping education.
Okay. Diane Benson.
Well, I first can't help but wonder why Mead wants the federal government involved to handle suicide prevention with a gubernatorial candidate that he's running with who doesn't want to put any money towards suicide prevention. That's one of the things I would work on. But first and foremost, of course, is looking at the division of elections and assessing where we are at and how committed we are to this pilot project that they have started. And it's an open-ended cost for the state of Alaska. That concerns me. How much is it going to cost us with this plan that he has? They've been a little loose with money. And as we've seen in the campaigns, and we've also seen in the handling of a number of things, including the way this plan is for the Division of Elections and its handling of the registration. Ethan and I are going to work on our ownership plan stake too, because we want Alaskans back at work. We are actually ready to put the gas line in, and we have our very well detailed plan to do so. We have the support to do so, which is far more than what we've seen from the previous administration.
We do have time for one more question, and we'll go to Mr. Brown again. We'll start with you. If you're advising the governor, which you'd be expected to do from time to time, what sort of advice would you give him about the future of the Alaska Permanent Fund?
I would probably advise him not to mess with it. I would say that, you know, there's always, you always hear all these different ideas about cashing it out, or should we use it to fund this gas pipeline. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I always get excited in October when the money comes. Granted, this time I had to pay half of it to my ex-wife for my daughters, and had to pay my now new ex-wife to buy me out of my half of the deposit in our apartment. So I didn't get very much of it, but it was still an exciting day. You know, if you tried to go and shop anywhere, everything was busy. And even maybe just for a weekend, the Alaska economy got a little bit better as we put money into things and people bought some stuff. I would not touch it or take it away from people.
Thank you, sir. Mead Treadwell.
I support our permanent fund, and I would certainly work with the governor to make sure that more oil revenue is going into the permanent fund so that this fund continues to be strong. In order to help Alaskan businesses find finance, I would try to encourage the bankers who right now invest our dollars around to help Alaska businesses who are looking for capital. And finally, I have some concerns about our opponent's plan. Governor Parnell and I definitely support Alaskan ownership stake in an oil pipeline. But I would be very concerned about somebody who sends you a stock certificate, says we'll keep your permanent fund dividend, and we in the government will make the decision on how this is invested. I don't think that's an appropriate use of the permanent fund, and I won't be telling Alaskans to hold back their dividend in order to support my government takeover scheme, for a pipeline.
Thank you, Mr. Treadwell. Diane Benson.
Nothing like the misrepresentation of an idea. But one of the things I've noticed with the Parnell-Treadwell administration, our team, is that they tend to react to the ideas that Ethan and I have put in place instead of coming up with their own ideas. The Alaskan Ownership Stake Plan provides an opportunity for Alaskans so that you have the option to actually invest your a portion of your permanent fund dividend into owning a piece of the pipe. And that's something that as a young mother many years ago now, I would have seized the opportunity to do. We wouldn't touch the PFD, but you know what I would do? I would meet with people like Byron Mallott and those others that have overseen the PFD and consult with them about where things stand and what we might want to do for the future.
Now we go to our closing statements, and first of all, we will hear from Mead Treadwell.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I'd like to say that we started this campaign with a number of different economic planks, keeping the oil pipeline flowing, getting a deal on a gas pipeline, diversifying our economy. But I want to finish this statement today by talking about families. Governor Parnell's program on Choose Respect is a very important program to pull aside the curtain on sexual assault, domestic violence, and suicide that too many governments, too many governors before him have ignored. And it's a very important program. A second initiative to support our families has been the performance scholarship programs. We have a lot of tug of wars about funding of education. This one goes over the head of the teachers and the school boards and those kind of arguments to say to students, if you go ahead and take advanced math and science classes, you will get a better scholarship from the state. And I think that whole approach that we have of helping Alaska families stay safe and stay strong is what's important to help me make Alaska competitive in the 21st century. And that's why I'm very proud to be running with Governor Sean Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Treadwell. Jeffrey Brown.
I just think in closing, I look at America and Alaska in general. I see a lot of people that, you know, we were all pretty upset with Bush and the Republicans while he was in office and just spending crazy amounts of money and having a lot of problems. And so everybody jumped onto the Democrat side, and now they're pretty disappointed in how the Democrats have been running things. And now we're trying to go back. And the reason I got into this was to maybe try and give a different third party choice, a different idea. There was an old Simpsons episode. It was a Halloween episode where the aliens came and they took over Bob Dole and Bill Clinton. And then, you know, when everybody came to them and they said, well, you have to vote for one of us after they were shown. And, you know, somebody tried to make the statement, well, I'll vote for a third party candidate. And they just laughed at him and said, go ahead and throw your vote away. You know, I hope that we can get past that and now have a different, a real legitimate shot at changing some things and not just continually going in circles with the same two parties over and over again.
And finally, let's hear from Diane Benson.
Thank you. I grew up in Alaska and with Alaska, and I think that Alaskans are ready for leadership that puts people first, that would break us out of this stranglehold by outside corporate interests and put Alaskans back in the driver's seat. That is why Ethan and I have the Alaskan Ownership Stake Plan that provides opportunity for Alaskans. gets our gas line actually going and gets people trained and into jobs. Working people of Alaska are supporting us because they know that we know that when you create policy, it has real effects on real people's lives. Perhaps it's my Tlingit and Norwegian heritage or something that drives me. But nevertheless, I am driven to give my best to the state and to the people that struggle every day. And most of all, to veterans and their families. As a mother of a severely wounded warrior injured in Iraq, I feel that it is the least I or any of us can do. I would be honored to have your vote. Thank you.
And thank you, candidates for Lieutenant Governor. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with some House candidates. Stick around.
I'll build a stairway to paradise.
The 1920s and 30s were a...